Welcome back again, everybody, to Hoops HD. This is our continuing 2024-2025 preseason coverage. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined by John Salica and John Tytel down below. David Griggs off to my side here. And this is one of our favorite nights. As you know, if you've downed in your third podcast already, we are recording four podcasts at the same exact time. I'm over here talking about the West Coast. I'm over here talking about the American. But if you want to watch the American preview show, Griggs, where do you go?
Well, it's up there a little bit. You got to go up to the A10 and then up one more, but it's up there. You can watch it right now. Yeah.
And so the A10 is up there too as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right above us.
How about the West Coast Conference? Where is that?
It's down there. And like, if you press play right now, you can hear us talking down there.
And where's the Mountain West if you're looking for that?
It's right here.
This is the Mountain West Conference preview show. Yes. And let's get right into it with this conference. And Griggs, I'm going to start with you on this show here. And I guess let's start this way. Who do you think the best team is in this conference this season?
Well, when you look at the recent history of this league, they've been to a Final Four. They've been the national runner-up. They've had teams way into the top 25. It seems like it's always undervalued. Joby Fortson needs to appreciate it more. I mean, this is a league that is probably as good or better as any of the Power Five
six,
leagues.
Six teams in the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah, six in the NCAA tournament last year. And when you look at that recent unprecedented success, it all revolves around the arrival of Tim Miles, and his team is the best team in this conference and has been for quite some time. It's the Sandy.
Okay. Never. I should never ask that question, should I have? Stalika, who is the best team you think heading into the season here in the Mountain West Conference?
I think the default answer is usually going to be San Diego State, although I think there is a chance that Boise State could also be a contender here. Tyson Degenhart, it seems like he's been around with the Broncos for about 5 or 10 years. He's going to be paired with Omar Stanley. And speaking of San Jose State, one of their leading scorers from last year, Alvaro Cardenas, is also going to be transferring into Boise. And they're also getting a high score from an NIA school in Javon Buchanan. And if we want to look at teams that are going to be playing out of conference, Boise will be going to San Francisco. They'll be hosting Clemson. They're going to be playing in the Cayman Islands Classic, which probably feels more like it's an under-the-radar tournament. And then they're also going to be hosting Washington State and playing St. Mary's in Idaho Falls. So my gut feeling is it can only afford one or two losses out of conference before they get into the Mountain West.
Yeah, when you look at Boise, what they've done, they've been to three straight NCAA tournaments, but they've always sort of been around the bubble, double-digit seeds, and they've not been by the round of 64. Leon Rice has done phenomenal at Boise, especially in recent years. Is this the year they finally get to the round of 32?
They have never won an NCAA tournament game. Am I correct?
I think that is correct. Our historians, is that correct?
In some ways, that is progress, because it seems like for the first 2 or 3 years, they've been stuck in the play-in round at Dayton. But at least in recent memory, they've been at least getting up to the round of 64. Now it's time to take that next baby step.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I'm wrong about that. But Tytel, I know that Boise State is getting one of the teams that's getting some preseason love here. I am seeing a little bit still for San Diego State, a team that was in the Final Four a couple of years ago, Sweet 16 last year. They were a 5 seed. Is San Diego State going to be right up there again this year?
I assume they have to be, Chad. They bring in a couple of nice transfers, and Nick Boyd from FAU and Wayne McKinney III from San Diego. Talk about the inner city transfer like that. Brian Dutcher seems like he knows what he's doing now. He's been there about 8 years, I think. I think that the rest of the conference is caught up more so that they've, rather than having them fall back or anything, they still got Reese Waters. They still got a tough schedule with Gonzaga, Cal, and the Players Era Festival in Vegas. But Dutcher's been to 5 tournaments. He knows what he's doing.
We got San Diego State. Griggs, maybe I could bring you back in here. Another team that was in the NCAA tournament last year that I'm seeing some preseason love for is New Mexico. What are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, 26 wins a season ago. They got into the NCAA tournament, probably wouldn't have had they not won the Mountain West tournament. It was sort of an unexpected run. They're Donovan Dent's back, and I think he'll be obviously a big piece. You just wonder with the roster overhaul, will they still have enough around them to get those type to get that win total up to what it needs to be? But yeah, I like them. They're really solid at home. They need to win some games on the road at some point to kind of strengthen their resume. I don't think they're quite as good as Boise or San Diego State. And I actually kind of like Nevada a lot too. I know we're about to get to them, but I'm not going to say it's unheard of for them to get at the NCAA tournament. They certainly have a chance.
They have a chance here. And real quick, just confirming, Boise State all-time 0-10 in the NCAA tournament. Even their first four games, they've been three of those. They've never won one of those even. Slika, he did mention Nevada. How about the Nevada heading into the season with Nick Davidson coming back?
Well, Nick Davidson is going to be one of the guys coming back. Trey Coleman is going to be another carryover from last year. They're also bringing in a familiar face from the conference in Xavier Ducell, who played with Fresno State last year. You're also bringing a scorer in Kobe Sanders over from Cal Poly, who's going to be going a level up in competition right here. And then I think the most notable out of conference tour Nevada is going to have is when they go to the Charleston Classic. They'll play Vandy in their opening round, then their next opponent will be either Seton Hall or VCU. So if Nevada can win this tournament or at least get a runner up, that probably would buoy them towards being a contender in the Mountain West.
Yeah, and we've already gone through four teams. Titel have not even mentioned last year's regular season champions, the Utah State, who got an 8 seed last year.
28 wins and a second round trip to the NCAA tournament before getting destroyed by Purdue. They get a new coach this year in Gerard Calhoun. He's coming off five straight winning seasons at Youngstown State. New coach means a ton of new transfers. Drake Allen from Utah Valley, Tucker Anderson, Central Arkansas, Dexter Okano, Oregon State, Braden Housley, Southern Utah, Dayton Albury from Queens. They did lose three guys, including the biggest loss, Great Osabor, Darius Brown, and Josh Adugie. They did look great on Friday. 17-point win in an exhibition game over Weber State. Seven steals, 81% from the free throw line. They do need a little work on the long-range shooting, only 6 of 24 behind the arc.
I feel like Utah State could use a little bit of continuity. This is actually going to be their third head coach in 3 years. Let's not forget, 2 years ago, Ryan Odom was their head coach, moved on to VCU. Last year, Danny Sprinkle looked like he was going to be rebuilding. Nope, they win the regular season title. He gets a promotion to Washington, and let's see how strong the Utah State program and core is.
Strong, I think.
I want to go back here a second, though, Griggs. He brought up Utah State's exhibition win over Weber State, and we know what that is. That is a Beehive
That is a
Conference rivalry.
Beehive,
Now, so the big question is, does that game count in Beehive standings for this year?
I think it does. I think that was the
Oh, I'm getting
first.
a thumbs down from Slika and a head shake
Well,
from Titel.
no, it was a Beehive game.
Does not count. I'm sorry, Utah State. You do not start the season up 1-0 in the Beehive. We have made an official decision. But let me stick with you, Griggs. The other team that was in the NCAA tournament last year, we have not discussed yet. How about the Colorado State Rams this year?
They've had a hell of a run in recent years. You know, 20 or more games in 4 of the last 5 seasons, NCAA tournament a year ago. And the problem is that they're kind of starting over. A lot of the pieces from that team were gone. I think they're replacing four starters. They do have, is it Keshawn Williams missed most of last year because of an injury, so getting him back is going to help. And I don't think that they're going to be the doormats. I just don't see them getting back to the 20-plus win inside the bubble team that they've been the last few years.
Yeah, they do have Nick Clifford back, who had a good double-digit score last year. But I don't know how they go anywhere without Isaiah Stevens, who was everything for this team. I thought not this year at least.
I don't think they can win this or the Front Range.
How about UNLV? Titel, I'm hearing a lot of people liking this UNLV team heading into this season. Do you like them?
I love their point guard Deaden Thomas Jr. I like their coach Kevin Kruger. I am lukewarm on the rest of their roster and schedule. I think they'll be perfectly fine, but I don't think that they're going to go to Creighton and win at Creighton, or go to Dayton and win at Dayton, beat Mississippi State at a neutral site known as Tempe, Arizona. Very tough schedule. And Memphis at home.
Yeah, I mean, beyond those teams, there's four other teams we have not yet discussed. San Jose State, no matter what Griggs says, they lost all five starters from last year. Stalica, Air Force, Wyoming, Fresno, do you see anything from those three teams?
All I see is a chasm between the top seven teams and these four that we just mentioned.
I would say throw this here. Wyoming, Sundance Wick's coming in there as a new head coach. I don't think he'll do anything this year. Keep an eye out on them in the next couple of years. I think he may be the right fit for this team. But on that note, let's do what we do with all these shows and run through each of you with three questions. One, who is the regular season champion? Two, how many bids is this league going to get? And three, any other final thoughts? Stalica, you're up.
I think I've already teased I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say Boise State actually wins the regular season crown, although I don't think they're going to win the conference tournament in Vegas this year. I probably would go with San Diego State in that regard, but I'll probably go ahead and say I'm probably going to put four NCAA tournament bids for the Mountain West. So along with Boise and San Diego State, I'd probably give an edge to New Mexico and Nevada. But as far as my final thoughts, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in a couple years between the I guess the Pac-12 or whatever they're going to be rebranding themselves, because we're going to be seeing Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State leaving along with Gonzaga. So now you're looking at teams like UNLV and Nevada, who are going to be probably the kingpins of the new and improved Mountain West Conference. Well, I'm not sure about improved, but it's just going to be more conferences for Joby to hate.
Yeah, we got UTEP coming in a couple of years. We got Hawaii, who's going to come in as an all sports member also. Still a couple of years away on that. Tytel, how about you?
So this was one of my worst picks ever last year. I picked one team. I picked this as a one-bid league, and I was horribly wrong because I had six to make it. So even though I don't think they're getting six this year, I think they're getting more than one. I will take three. I'll go Boise, New Mexico, Nevada in no particular order. I think Mexico might do it just because the other Coach Patino, has the most returning guys and minutes from his roster, but it's so close to the top that anything could happen. So I'll say three bids with New Mexico as the top bid. As far as a fun fact, I'm going to go to a guy I mentioned previously at Utah State, their sophomore forward, Tucker Anderson, who transferred in from Central Arkansas after being named Conference Rookie of the Year. Funny thing is, he's arguably not even the best player in his own family. His mother, Sheila, won not one, but two NCAA championships at Tennessee under a coach you might have heard of, Pat Summitt.
All right. You know what? I've seen the last few several years here, the way the selection committee has treated the Mountain West. And for whatever reason, when they get down to 10, 11, 12 seeds, they love this conference. I'm just going to go all in on this league. I'm going five bids this year. I'm going more than any of you, maybe Griggs. I'm taking Boise State to win the regular season title, but I'm putting New Mexico, Nevada, San Diego State, and UNLV all in my field, preseason at least. Griggs, how about you?
Well, yeah, they win out of conference games away from home against solid teams. I know Joby Fortson will see or hear about this podcast at some point. So I'm going with all 11 in the NCAA tournament, because I know he's going to see it and I want to hear his reaction to that. My pick to win the league is Boise State. I just think that while there's other good teams in this conference, I really like Nevada. I think that they were a little bit undervalued at Media Day. I was kind of surprised they weren't picked at least second. I could see Nevada actually winning the league, but given the pick between the two, I'm going to go with Boise. So there you go.
All right. Well, I guess on that note, that does conclude our Mountain West podcast. If you thought you were watching The American, you should have been Griggs way up there, right?
Way up there, yeah.
And if you thought you were watching the A-10, you should have also been
Up. And just up, maybe one up.
And how about the West Coast?
Well, it's down there.
Okay. Yes, this has been the Mountain West, Mountain West. But on behalf of John Salica and John Tytel, David Griggs over there, I'm Chad Sherwood. Make sure you check out all the season previews up top on the season previews tab. Also, great interviews, great all that great content, if I can even speak. Give me a few minutes, then click below. West Coast Conference coming up real soon. Talk to you then.